After a year of record low unemployment figures, the percentage of Maine households facing food insecurity is still above the national average. Jennifer Mitchell has more.
According to new figures released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 14.4% of Maine households between 2015 and 2017 were classified as food insecure, while 6.4% of those households qualified as very food insecure, meaning that people in those homes reported running out of food, skipping meals, and going hungry.
What these numbers tell us is that the unemployment rate, especially in a place like Maine, really masks a lot of the issues that are going on.
Clara McConnell, Director of Public Affairs with Good Shepherd Food Bank, says the latest numbers show a 1.4% decline in food insecurity from the previous two-year survey period from 2013 to 2015. But Mainers, she says, are still struggling. One factor, she says, is their reliance on seasonal, part-time, and lower-wage jobs. In fact, she says many of the clients who access the food bank are employed.
One in seven Maine households is struggling to access enough food, and that is far higher than the national average still. And at this point, we're 10 years out from the Great Recession, and the food insecurity rate in Maine is finally starting to fall, but we still haven't reached pre-recession levels.
Maine ranked as the least food secure state in all of New England, followed by Rhode Island at 12.4% and Connecticut at 12.2%. New Hampshire had the lowest rate of food insecurity at 9.4%. The national average was 12.3%, with 4.8% of families experiencing very low food security. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.